Five Senate Democrat candidates join financial forces in contested races. By Wendell Hasebo on August 24, 2022. Five embattled Senate Democrat candidates have joined financial forces in the states of Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and North Carolina to stave off Republicans from flipping the Senate from blue to red in November. Please split a donation between Sherry Beasley, Mandela Barnes, Tim Ryan, John Fetterman, and Val Demings to help us make sure we expand our slim Democratic Senate majority this November. A Democrat fundraising platform's website reads. The financial fund is called the Flippable Five Fund, which will enable Democrat pooled donations to be evenly split among candidates. The Democrats' plan of attack suggests the candidates may be individually struggling to raise funds and are implementing a new tactic to energize Democrat donors. A 50-50 Senate is not cutting it. Former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley, D, tweeted Monday. That's why I'm joining forces with the other Mandela. At Tim Ryan, at Val Demings and at John Fetterman to launch the Flippable Five Fund. Because our races are Democrats' best chance to pick up seats this November and bring change to Washington. The Republican candidates that Democrats are trying to defeat are J.D. Vance, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Dr. Mehmet Oz, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, and Representative Ted Budd, RNC. Republicans have less of a chance to flip the Senate than they do the House, according to Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. But with a likely red wave coming in November, Republicans have an opportunity to reclaim the chamber. According to the Political Cook Report, the Johnson-slash-Barnes race is a toss-up. Rubio-slash-Demings, Vance-slash-Ryan, and Budd-slash-Beasley lead red. The Oz-slash-Fetterman race leads blue. Republicans must hold all five seats in order to have the best chance of flipping the Senate. Additional Senate races in Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia have a great degree of uncertainty. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.